Now, the children's sporting charity SCF has launched its Christmas Snow Globe Challenge, and I'll find out more about that and how the charity helps young people by talking to Karen Olden. Karen, hi, lovely to catch up with you again.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And we also have on the line Matthew Kafferke, who's one of your customers, or his son Daniel's one of your customers, I understand. Karen, let's start with you. Tell us, first of all, SCF, you've moved across there. Last time we spoke to you, you were working elsewhere in the charity sector. Tell us about SCF and what it does.
Yeah, lovely. So Sports Connections Foundation is a Peterborough-based children's charity that predominantly uses sport to inspire young people. It was set up 10 years ago. We're sort of very much into developing, you know, positive futures for disadvantaged, vulnerable children and those facing life-limiting illnesses. We have something called Inspire Through Inclusion, and that's mentoring young children from sort of predominantly 9 years old up to 18, 19. And we're looking to help children that perhaps are suffering from mental health problems or low self-esteem. And, you know, we all know the power of sport, you know, to help, you know, build relationships and really to sort of help children develop.
Okay, now you're based in Peterborough, but you work across Cambridgeshire?
We do. For our Inspire Through Inclusion programme, we're looking very much next year to launch that in Cambridge. But our sporting wishes, we actually provide those wishes throughout the UK. So, you know, very much UK driven.
Okay, well, let's pick up on one of these sporting wishes now. Matthew Kafferke, as I say, is on the line. Matthew, you're in Stapleford, and it wasn't actually you who SCF helped, was it? Tell us your story.
No, it's my son, Daniel. He was diagnosed with kidney cancer just over 3.5 years ago. And, you know, we started chemotherapy and we were in that routine. And roughly about halfway through his chemotherapy, just before Christmas 2017, he was having a round of chemo. And it was one of the ones where he had to be in there all day. So it was a long, hard day. And somebody from Sporting Connections came in. I can't remember the name of the fellow, I'm sorry. But he came in dressed as Spider-Man. And he was brilliant. He was the most fantastic Spider-Man. The costume was great. It was like the costume from the movies. And he did all the movements and he really looked the part. And it just brightened everything up. And Daniel loved it. It was a great thing. We got some nice pictures and everything. And so that was our first contact with Sports Connections, and from there we were sort of kept in contact, and they're wonderful, absolutely great. But the main thing for Daniel was the wish, where we would, right at the end of September, where he's a lifelong, mad lifelong Arsenal supporter, and they arranged for us to go down to see Arsenal play Watford at the Emirates, and everything was taken care of. They picked us up in the morning, took us down, dropped us off. We got to the stadium. We were met by somebody who gave us a card. We were able to go in, got into some fantastic seats, which are right above, I think it's right above on the north end. So we get a fantastic view of the match. And I even think they arranged for Arsenal to win.
Is that right?
We did. that was
a big ask.
So it was wonderful. It was great. He had an absolutely wonderful time. After the match, Daniel was taken. We were taken to, I think it's called the Armoury, the Arsenal shop, which to him is like hallowed ground. And we were given a shirt with his name on the back. And you know, he loves this shirt. We got pictures of him on the day with him wearing that shirt. But he, you know, he's had a bit of a growth spurt recently, so he can no longer put that shirt on. But he wore that shirt all the time. You know, it's the first thing he put on when he came home from school. And it's like one of his most treasured possessions. So now that he's grown out of it, we're going to frame it and put it
on the wall, I was going to say. And that for him, though, for all he's been through, because that must be horrific. I can't imagine what the poor lad has been through. That's a huge boost, isn't it, to have had those experiences? It's just gives it's some respite from this, and actually get something that, as you say, you'll never forget. Karen, this must be a great job for you. You must really enjoy doing it.
It isn't a job. I just feel really, really privileged. You know, this year's been a tough year for everybody, but for me to be working, you know, with such an amazing charity, and to be able to hear about these sporting wishes. Sadly, since I've been working for the charity, you know, because of the pandemic, we haven't been able to grant any of these sporting wishes. And for families undergoing treatment, this year is even harder than any other year. You know, families have already been sort of isolated, you know, without the pandemic, because of obviously the time that they've had to spend in hospital. So for us not to be able to provide these sporting wishes and to be supporting all of the children that we've been supporting for the last 10 years, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Of course. Now tell us about the Snow Globe Challenge and how people can help.
So Christmas is a magical time. Christmas is very much, you know, around providing, you know, wishes for children. So we've decided to launch our SCF Snow Globe Challenge, where we're encouraging people to dress your window in a Snow Globe Challenge, have some fun with the children, you know, get arty, get crafty. And then we're asking if you can, you know, perhaps donate £5, you know, to the charity to help us with our sporting wishes, and raise that awareness that we so vitally need at the moment.
Okay, and how do people actually make the donation?
They can do that through our website, so www.scfchildrenscharity.org.uk. I'm sure that we can pop some information on your website.
Yeah, we'll put the link on the website with the podcast.
And then you can also upload your finished snow globe on Instagram, which is SCF for the number 4 kids.
SCF for kids. All right, brilliant. Listen, it's great to hear something like this. It's great to hear that a charity has been able to do something like that for a young lad who's obviously had a really tough time over the past few years. Matthew, lovely to hear. Best wishes to you, best wishes to your family. Thank and to you. Daniel. Karen, good luck with the challenge, and let's hope it raises lots of money for you.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to all of your listeners.